Tuesday night, Oral Yud Zion.
Okay, this is din by Kriya Shema that you can't walk around when you say the first pasuk and Baruch Shem. You either have to stand in place or sit in place. Again, for the first pasuk is in Baruch Shem. And some say until Al Lubavecha in the first parsha. Okay, have you solved all this? We're in the sixth parak of Shayichet HaMaisa, and he's talking about how, well, Yichet HaMaisa's whole point is that you should do things only with Shem Shemayim, without other kavanos in mind, other cheshbonos, other ideas, other reasons. And he's going to go through in this parak four reasons, like four benefits, four reasons why doing something with Shem Shemayim, with a purity of the Shem Shemayim, benefits you. You know, we're talking even to a person who does mitzvahs, but doing the Shem Shemayim benefits you in so many ways. Don't ignore, check out your thoughts, your motivations. Because of your thoughts, that's where you go off. If you do it like for other reasons, then wherever those reasons take you, they might take you. But if you're just doing it, you know, Hashem said so, so then you stay on the straight and narrow, so to speak. Because of your thoughts, either good thoughts, appropriate thoughts, appropriate attitudes, or not, or inappropriate. And he goes through a few psukim where he talks about the Yetzer Adam, the Sifcha Uvelubavcha. Thou came therefore, Yeshvacha Ochi, Lishtadel, Lioskoma, Asakha, Miyuchodim, Labori Yisparach, hence the name Shar Yichud HaMaisa, the Alviyah Molecha Lorik, so that you don't. You can end up doing things in a way that you don't even get schar for it, and it's not really so. But you were omel, like, you know, you went to all this trouble and you doing the mitzvah already, you might as well do it in a way that's meaningful and that counts, not squander it. The Torah Chachal Hashaka, Kamar Shekosov Loma Tishkalu Kesef Lo Lechem, it's like you're spending money, you're not getting anything for it. You're making the expenditure of time and effort, but you may not be getting the benefit of the mitzvah if you don't see to it to do it with the proper kavana. Don't forget about all these things I told you in the previous parak. All the things that would take you away from doing what Hashem wants us to do as an acknowledgement. We broke it down to 30 things to think about. There's immeasurably more. You know, you try hard and do your best. Think about how you would dress and how you would act if Olam Hazeh things were at stake. And do at least that. You look always for the best way of doing things. Right? No one says, I want, you know, whatever you're looking for, whatever you want to acquire, you're looking for the best. To start like things that seem good but aren't. You do this in your own affairs. You make sure everything is above board and everything is correct and it holds water and it's tight and solid. You have to be at least as careful with your neshama, which is talking about achrischa kayemis of the mashiach tikkavo el ha'elokim.
Okay.